I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Greetings, dear listener. You've stumbled upon Winston's Weekly Words, the podcast where one splendid word each week becomes your passport to sounding delightfully clever. Whether you're dazzling at parties, playing Wordle on your phone, or simply wishing to outshine your chatty neighbor, you're in the right place. I'm Winston, bulldog by breed, linguist by nature. And together, we shall conquer the English language. With charm, wit, and absolutely no trousers required.
Welcome. Once again, to Winston's Weekly Words, where we dig into one English word at a time, all with a spot of class and charm. I'm Fraser, and with me, as always, is the dapper, dignified Mr. Winston the Dog.
Good day to you, my dear listeners. Please straighten your tie and polish your shoes, because today's word is one I hold most dear. That is, gentleman.
Now, this word is, of course, quite important, dear listeners, and that is because Winston himself is the ideal British gentleman, as you can all see by the podcast arts of Mr. Winston. Now, a gentleman is more than just a man in a suit. It's someone with manners, dignity, and respect for others. Someone polite, someone thoughtful, and almost certainly very good at holding open doors.
Hear, hear. Being a gentleman is about behaviour, not bank accounts or background. He's a real gentleman. Be a gentleman and offer her your seat.
Yes, the word originally referred to men of noble birth, but now it's all about character and who you are.
Indeed. You don't have to own a castle, though it helps, but you do need to say please, thank you, and never jump the queue. Allow me to elaborate. To be a gentleman, one must embody certain timeless virtues: integrity, courtesy, composure, and generosity. It's not about how much money you have or what car you drive. No, no. A gentleman is defined by how he treats others, the quiet way he lets others speak first, the way he tips his hat to strangers and helps old ladies cross the road, ideally without chasing their handbag.
Wow, steady on, Winston. This really is your specialist subject.
A gentleman never shouts in public. He never chews loudly, never boasts, and never, never leaves crumbs on the sofa. And let's not forget, a true gentleman also shows restraint. He listens more than he talks, holds his temper, and makes people feel respected, even when he disagrees.
Here's a few common expressions with the word gentleman. Perfect gentleman. A true gentleman. Act like a gentleman.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, the classic opening line to every posh announcement: a gentleman isn't born. He's brewed like a proper cup of tea, with time, care, and a touch of Yorkshire charm.
So, that's it for today's word, gentleman. Thank you for joining us. And remember, manners maketh the man. Or in this case, the bulldog. So even though when you think of English gentlemen, you may think of James Bond or Hugh Grant, but actually a gentleman can be anyone. Anyone with polite manners And if they wear a suit, it does of course help make that gentleman image. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode of Winston's Weekly Words.
And there you have it, old sport. Another word mastered and added to your arsenal of eloquence. Until next time, keep speaking splendidly and meet me back here again for the next word. Godspeed, old boy, Godspeed.